You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you as always by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 20 minutes away from Brandon Adams stopping by, our first conversation of the fall, reacting to a Georgia game. Obviously a nice win over Marshall on Saturday. Pretty clinical, pretty much what you thought it was going to look like, so we'll talk about that. Look forward to this weekend as well. Get into some of the other stuff that happened around the SEC and college football with BA. Also, the AMA at 140, any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. You can ask us anything you want. We'll get back to the big story of the day in just a minute. What?
I'm just laughing at you telling me about, because I just saw it too, the Bill Belichick thing where his lady comes over
to
him.
Yeah.
It's like, baby, go to the box. Go to the box, Shawty.
There's a lot of good captains.
Yeah, man. I got brought
$20. Going to a sleepover later. Can I borrow $20? If you haven't seen it, and it was pregame.
No.
Like, they were warming up.
It was.
It was pregame.
It was.
And Jordan, what's her name? Jordan something. Belichick's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jordan Hudson. She walked over to him. They exchanged a brief exchange, whatever. He goes back to the sideline and she goes away.
You can't see
the field.
Yes.
So people are making jokes like it was during
the game.
That's
the funny thing about
which
it.
Which is great. But it was pregame. She wasn't down there in the third quarter.
Yeah, but go on about your business, Jordan. Okay, the only Jordan. She was more popular than Michael Jordan up in there.
She is going about her business, Randy.
Yes, she is.
That's exactly what she's doing.
Everybody was there. And you had Michael Jordan. Yeah, LT was there. Yep. Mia Hamm. I saw Pep was there on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Like, it was everybody was up in that thing.
Yep.
And they got their asses handed to them.
They got smacked.
And I'm laughing because, like, people thought they were going to be good because Bill Belichick coached the team.
I don't know.
They had no talent.
I don't know if people thought they were going to be good.
They still might be.
There's probably some hype because of that, obviously. There definitely was some attention because of that.
No doubt. North Carolina getting the Monday night standalone game.
They wouldn't have been on TV last night if Bill Belichick wasn't 100%. Coach. And we wouldn't be making fun of him for losing to TCU if Bill Belichick wasn't their coach. So you understand all that goes into it. But there's also, like, I don't know, not that this is going to make it better, fix it, change it, or anything like that. But Bill Belichick spent the last 25 years making, like, every football fan's life a living hell.
Yes.
Like, most people listening to us right now, their worst sports memory of their life,
yes,
he was the coach of the team that did it.
They hate him.
So every bad thing that happens to him, they love.
Yes, hate him.
Last night was a treat for Falcons fans.
Yeah,
now, it doesn't change anything,
but
whatever. You get a little chuckle out of it here and there.
That's all I'm getting out of it. It's funny as hell because Bill broke my damn heart plenty of times.
Right. Exactly, you know.
Yes, I know personally.
You get it?
Personally. but it was so daggone funny when I saw that clip came. I was like, hey, can I borrow $20 to get some concessions?
I mean, it's just what it's going to be all year, right? Like, because they're not going to be good. They'll probably win some games because they've got some easier games coming up on them. They got Charlotte in a couple weeks. They'll probably beat those guys. But, I mean, they're not going to be good. They make a bowl game. That'd be pretty impressive.
You know what I want to see? If their first win is against Charlotte, and somebody tries to give Bill a game ball. I don't want damn Super Bowls. damn football
Coach,
beat Charlotte.
Your first win in college football, your first ever win. He's like 8 wins away from the all-time record in the NFL. Which he won't get to. He's not going to get a job in the NFL.
Yes.
And he wants that, obviously. Yes. He really wants that record, which why wouldn't you? I mean, it's not a criticism. People were kind of making it a criticism, like that's why he wants to keep coaching. Yeah, he wants to have the all-time wins record in the NFL. He wants to pass Don Shula. He's not going to get to do that. So that'd be great. You got Charlotte, Coach. Yeah. You got him.
Man, I'll cherish this all my life.
You did it. They said it couldn't be done.
That's awesome.
And you showed up and you beat the Charlotte 49ers. I don't know why they're called that. I don't know if there was a gold rush in Charlotte.
It could have been.
I'm not going to Google it because it's Charlotte. But, that's probably where the first win is coming. Unless maybe who do they have this weekend? They got somebody this weekend maybe they could beat. Come on, Google. Help me out. No, it's Charlotte this week.
They got Charlotte this weekend.
They got at Charlotte.
Really? Charlotte. They've hosted some people.
The team.
Yeah,
they got drugged by App State on Friday night.
I know, but they've hosted other teams that come in there. But
oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who, but it just sounds like
it's a good recruiting trip for UNC.
Yeah.
Because you got to fence in the Charlotte.
You got to block off that Charlotte. It's some good ball, like Independence High and all those.
I'm sure there's good players.
But Bill, yeah, they give Bill a damn game ball after this game. It's going to be the funnest.
Oh, he's got Richmond after that.
There you go. That's two wins.
The Spiders?
Yeah.
Beat the Spiders.
That's two wins.
Okay.
That's two wins right there. Now, Max got to be the quarterback.
Max needs to play quarterback.
Yeah, Max needs to play quarterback.
All right, that's enough. Enough North Carolina for 1 week.
But it was more or less just talk about him.
Yeah, we're taking that side. Yeah. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
This is where they come alive. You see both of them. 4 Oscar Delp and 7 Lawson Lucky on the right side of the formation. Stockton pulls it again. Stockton into the end zone for the second time on the ground.
So that was part of it on Saturday for Georgia as they beat Marshall 45-7. Nice, tidy win. I mean, they're up 45-0 in the fourth quarter. It was about as simple as you could want. Didn't show a ton. Pretty vanilla offense, which is what you're going to expect in a game like that. I wouldn't expect it to be any different this weekend against Austin Peay. And then you got Tennessee coming up in the third week of the season. So stay healthy. Get some, I don't know, practice, basically.
Yeah, I mean.
Basically preseason games.
Yeah, man. Hey, mama. I'll be there.
Some of those guys will play.
Yeah, a lot of them play, man. I mean, this team is so young that they got to play them. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's still one of those things when you listen to Kirby after the game, it's about practice and practice and practice. And that's been the reason why some of these dudes don't play, because they don't perform how Kirby wants them to perform in practice. He's real big on Andy, and that won't change anything.
Well, I meant the Austin Peay game will be kind of like practice.
Yeah, too. but you want to get. I'm talking about. I'm looking past this.
The practice they're going to have today, is going to be harder than the game they play.
Yeah, it was cool, man. You did what you were supposed to do. No worries. Gunnar Stockton had a couple touchdown runs, a couple nice passes,
couple touchdown passes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was good to see Zachariah Branch get the ball and get to see what he can do when he's in the open. And I thought that defense. I know it's just Marshall. I thought they were flying around.
I agree with you.
I thought they were flying around.
I agree with you. When the starters are out there, and I know that they go deeper than just 11, but the guys that are going to play, you got to see some
KJ
stuff.
KJ was balling.
Yeah, KJ Bolden's awesome. Yes. Raylan Wilson looked good. Chris Cole was a guy that Roddy told us a bit more about on Friday.
Yes.
That's a big dude.
There's some big. Like, they got some biggins.
Yeah. There's
some biggins.
They do.
Yeah, man. They do. Yeah, biggins.
Now, there's some guys on that defense. I mean, no surprise.
Yeah.
It's Georgia's defense.
Right.
There's going to be some specimens on that side of the ball. But they were flying around. They were hitting hard. They looked really good. They looked very motivated to not allow any points.
Right.
Which they didn't. At least the starters didn't. And I'm sure they'll look similarly in the first half against Austin Peay this weekend as well.
Yeah, but I mean, at least you got to continue to get comfortable with, I mean, because it was a boring game. Because a boring game plan, nothing special. And they went out,
which
to
is what you want. The
yeah, but it was good to see him. I don't care. It was good to see my dog.
Yeah, man, it was college football on Saturday.
You got so it was. I am sure.
You
awesome
put your
to see
Georgia
my damn,
gear on.
See my damn dog.
People
on
got
Sunday.
To go to the game. I mean, again, like I told you, I got barked at by a grown man yesterday.
I would have barked back at him.
I was like, he was kind of like at a stop sign and then started barking and drove off
just randomly.
Yeah, and I was like, well, he had a Georgia bumper sticker. I assume that was Georgia related. I don't. Could he just tell that I was a Washington fan? I don't
know.
Y'all
bark at each other?
No, we don't bark at each other.
What do y'all say to each other?
I don't know.
Hey.
Go Huskies. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
Hey, man. How's it going? How do you think Washington's going to be this year? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. A lot of new faces. Hey, we won, though.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to say. I mean, everybody's cool won. Yep. I mean, I don't know which one Abe claims, but I know.
Both of them won.
Oh.
Indiana. And Florida.
Which he has no stock in because he went to Indiana.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I believe his dad went to Florida.
I know Mr. G did. And Mr. G wanted to celebrate. Go ahead.
They beat Long Island. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No offense, but.
Yeah. How did Lagwood look?
He did good.
He did good?
Yep.
No surprising. No surprising? Okay. So everybody looked good. I thought, you know, we talked earlier. I mean, Jackson Arnold. I didn't know he could run like that.
Yeah.
That was a great win for Clemson.
He was running all over the place.
That was a great win for Auburn, man. And then we talked about Castellanos doing his thing, talking it and walking it.
That was fun to see.
Him with the Gus Bus.
Him,
I'm just telling you.
And then just there's some other weapons on that offense, too.
Did you see B-Mac do the post-game?
That was pretty cool. B-Mac do the post-game speech.
That was pretty cool right
there. That was really cool.
That was really, really cool.
Yeah, awesome to see him in there doing that as a Florida State alum. But, yeah, no, I think probably the performance from the weekend that stands out to me the most was his.
Yeah, he was outstanding.
He was phenomenal.
He was outstanding. And again, you put him with Gus Malzahn's offense. Tell you.
And again, they got some other guys, man. Yeah. Like that track guy they kept running jet sweeps to, scored a touchdown on one of them. A couple of deep balls, guys getting behind the defense. Obviously, the flip side of that is Alabama looked.
They didn't look good.
They
didn't look
prepared. They looked rough.
They didn't
on
look
defense.
Prepared.
And that was the thing about it was supposed to be that defense, all these mm-hmm. great players, yep. maybe the best defense in the country. Yep. And who knows? I mean, it's week one. Maybe they'll bounce back and be that. But they were getting pushed off the line, just like last year in the Vanderbilt game. Like a team that you're supposed to be better, and Florida State and Vanderbilt aren't the same thing, but you know what I mean. Like a team that you were supposed to be able to be physical with, you couldn't. They couldn't get off the field on third down. Like Florida State was just. It was bullying them, and you're just not used to seeing Alabama defenses get bullied like that.
Yeah, I like Dabo. Just a quote that only Dabo can say. He said the loss to LSU is like a final exam on the last day of class. They made a 65, we made a 58. Neither one of us were great.
Yeah, I guess
they were just better than you.
Yeah, they were better.
Yeah,
yours was at home, so it's a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay, Dabo. It's okay.
It also wasn't a final exam on the last day.
Yeah. It was the first day of the.
That was like a test on the first day.
Yes,
that's like an aptitude test.
Yes, exactly.
To see where you're at.
Exactly. And right now LSU.
I agree. Coming out of it, I thought they both looked good. Like aptitude wise, I think both of those teams have a great chance to be in the college football playoff.
No, I think all the teams, except for Alabama, and because it's Bama, maybe, but I think they all still got opportunity. They do. Nick Saban said a great thing about it is like you get the chance to be better from week one to week two.
Yeah.
And he mentioned it, and I know, and that's got to be another hard thing to go when we were talking about going after the man is it's him. And then when he breaks it down, me and Alabama fans think, it's like, oh, damn.
Because it's not just that Nick Saban was the person before you. Now he's on game day.
Yes.
Talking about you.
Yes.
Every single Saturday.
Yes.
And doing a really good job.
Yes.
Like, obviously. But, it makes it worse.
Did you hear the whole thing with on the game day, which was, you know what, it was great.
They did a great job.
Great job.
They did a great job.
Coach got all of them right, which was great. But
He nailed all of his picks.
It was really good, cool. But even, I think it slipped out that he spoke to the team.
Who?
Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so you're like, ugh, okay.
It was all. It was always going to be tough.
Yes,
it was always going to be a tough transition, and it has been.
Yeah, yeah. 5-5 in the last 10.
He's lost more games there in 14 games than he lost in his whole time at Washington.
5-5 last 10.
That's crazy. They've lost four games
unranked
as double digit favorites.
Yes,
four games against unranked teams. Yeah. I know.
He's in trouble, man.
He is. I don't. They're not going to fire him.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tomorrow?
No.
But yeah, I mean, it's going in the wrong direction, to be sure. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on that. I'm sure he's got a unique opinion on what's going on at Alabama. Obviously, talk to him about what happened on Saturday with Georgia. Look ahead to this Saturday as well and some of the other big stories from the SEC. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to, we produce that. That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists, that's our station. That weird playlist of bongo music, we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.